More and more people are working from home, whether for their employer or running their own business. Judy Hemmingsley has been working from home for over 20 years and knows some of the pitfalls.
A very strong temptation is to surf the internet when you should be working, because we all need to do research, we need to look up facts and figures on the internet, but it's very easy to get tempted onto other sites. It's something that I know I do. I might come across some very interesting information, but somehow the time just goes by. So I think you have to be very, very aware of that. And now what I try to do is to keep all that research and all that fact-finding for one slot, do it all together, possibly either just before a coffee break or just before someone's coming to see me or I've got a phone call booked, so that I know that I've got a short time scale and I'm not tempted to drift off and spend hours just surfing the net. Working from home gives you great flexibility, which means that you can arrange your life and your commitments how you like. But sometimes I think it's tempting to be a little bit too flexible, to kind of do things differently all the time. Whereas I think some routine can actually be useful. I think especially starting and finishing work times, because your mind and body kind of get into a habit then, and they know this is the time I'm starting work, this is now when I need to concentrate, and now is the time when I'm coming up to the time that I can stop and I can relax. Having said that, routines sometimes do actually stop being productive and they can become quite routine. And so I always find that if you find that things are getting a bit boring and a bit tedious and you're feeling as though it's getting a bit of a drag, then change the routine. I've worked from home for 20 years now. My routines have changed a lot. They change every few months, I guess. I have phases where, for example, I might do some housework before I start work, because that kind of gets me into a industrious frame of mind. I have phases where I just go straight to my desk and start. I have phases where I don't start till the afternoon and work till late in the evening, and so forth. And I find that if I kind of get into a run of this for a period of time, that's more helpful than swapping between them from day to day.
And is there a difference between people who are working from home for somebody else and people who are working from home for themselves?
Yeah, there are all sorts of differences, actually. That's a very good point, because if you're working from home for somebody else, your activities might actually be quite circumscribed by them and by their business and the hours of business and so forth. And for example, you may have your office equipment and your computer issued to you by your employer. And that means the surfing for the internet thing may not actually apply to people who are working for somebody else, because they have to be very careful that they're not surfing in places that they shouldn't be looking during working hours. And in fact, in my book Work From Home, there is a very cautionary tale of a woman who fell into that trap. Her computer was issued by her employer. She didn't realise that one of her children knew her password and was using the computer when she wasn't. And she didn't realise that the employer was running checks to see the places that computer had been, and totally out of the blue, she was told that inappropriate sites were being accessed, and she was investigated, and it was an extremely unpleasant experience. And so if you have got a computer issued by an employer, you really need to know what you can and cannot do with it, whether they mind you using it for personal use or not. Because obviously when you're sitting there in your home office or at your kitchen table or wherever you are, you're kind of lulled into a false sense of security. You feel at home, you feel relaxed, you're just tapping away on the computer. There seems no harm in maybe having a look at the houses for sale in the road, or maybe doing a bit of internet shopping, that kind of thing. But in fact, that may be against their rules and you may be breaching some kind of disciplinary rule.
Do you find that generally people are more or less productive working from home? Because I can see from my own experience, on some things I'm definitely more productive, and on other things, you know what, I'll do anything but that piece of work.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because BT have actually done a survey and they found that people working from home were 20% more productive than people working in the office. I think it's true that people are more productive. I have heard also stories of companies who have started using people who work from home and then have actually made some of the teams redundant because the other people were doing so much work that they didn't need as many staff. And I think generally people will tell you that they're more productive. But then, of course, you come on to another point, which is procrastination. Because when you go into an office, yeah, there are things you can do. You can talk to people. You can faff around at the desk. But generally, you go into the office and pretty soon you get on with your work because there are other people there. There are forces that help you towards that starting point. When you're at home, there are many, many things that you can do instead of starting. And procrastination is possibly one of the things that worries home workers most.
And what about from the company's point of view? I mean, I can imagine that from their point of view, they'd be a bit concerned. Well, if I can't see what they're doing, do I actually know that they're really doing it?
Yeah, I think this is the big barrier, actually, between companies that are happy for people to work from home and those that aren't. I think it depends on the company culture. If they're quite bureaucratic and they have very rigid structures and they tend to want to impose discipline and authority, those are the kinds of companies that are worried about people working from home because they can't keep an eye on you. I think maybe more modern companies in having a more flexible outlook and realising that actually if you give people their heads and you let them take the initiative, they will still churn out the work for you. And I think some people are actually more productive when that happens because they feel that they're not being supervised, that no one's breathing down their neck, and therefore they want to prove themselves and their output and possibly the quality of work is better.
That's Judy Hemmingsley from Work From Home Wisdom.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.